Hi, this is Evan Murray, and this is Music Industry Insights. So, everyone likes to talk about the bad guys in music. Well, today I'm talking to one of the good guys. Mikael Gottberg has been my friend for about 7 years now. Mikael is a teacher by day. He teaches music in a school in the city of Västerås. He's also the music director of the city of Västerås. He is also a recording engineer and producer. Recently done a metal band, Three Dead Fingers, that is getting some major attention right now. Mikael is also working for an amazing artist management company. It's also a production company and a booking agency called Music Event. That's MUSIKEVENT.SE. Music Event with a K. And Mikael is also a singer-songwriter who has done many collaborations. And him and I have actually toured together twice in Sweden, and I've hosted him twice in Canada. But today we're talking about Mikael's new project, a showcase and conference coordinator for the Live at Heart Västerås showcase and conference. So lots of music, music, music. This guy's whole entire life is music, music, music. I have no idea why he loves pop country, but he does. That's probably the only conflict we have in our relationship. So we've been friends for almost or over 7 years, give or take a year. Admittedly, I'm not the easiest guy to be friends with. You know, I'm a pretty goal-oriented person. I don't really have a lot of time for relationships. I'm constantly doing something, involved in some kind of endless pursuit to some insane arbitrary goal. But in saying all that, Mikael and I have managed to have a good friendship for the past 7 years or so. And I can honestly say that Mikael is a great guy. He's an honest guy. He's a hardworking guy. And he's integral. And integrity matters a lot to him. Just for a character trait, just to keep going forward with this, he's also a very humble person. In my opinion, he's too humble. And I think you'll catch that during our conversation. But again, this is part of a four-part series in Sweden. Mikael is a major part of that. Mikael's got some major things going on in Sweden. He's a really, really good guy to know in Sweden. He's one of these anchor points. Like Wonderwall Media in India is an anchor point for that country and for that region, actually, going into the Emirates. Well, Mikael is somewhat this anchor point as well for Northern Europe. So, yes, it is Sweden. Mikael also has a party band where they tour in Norway. And his agency and production company also has the ability to go inside of Germany as well and Finland. I mean, Mikael, his roots, and the owner, Nicholas, who's in another interview, their roots are Finnish, actually. So they're Swedish guys with Finnish roots. And so you're looking at Scandinavia, and you're looking at Northern Europe. And that's exciting to think about, that there's someone you can contact to do business with in this, to explore that region and to develop in that region. And a company that has merit and honest people doing honest work. And I implore you, if you're going towards Northern Europe, is to absolutely think about Mikael Gottberg and Music Event and Live at Heart Västerås. And if you like pop country, then think about Haywire Band. Anyways, this is our conversation. I hope you enjoy it. Please email me at evan@musicindustryins.net. If you like it, if you hate it, if you have questions. And by the way, Mikael also designed my website. So there you go. He's also a graphic designer on top of all of these other things. The guy's a gem, and you'll get to know that hearing this conversation. Enjoy.
Mikel, nice to see you. And please introduce yourself. And thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. yes, the introduction is what do you want to hear? I'm a musician, as you said. I work with Musik Event. That's a event company that builds everything in music and now even film or live in Västerås, close to Stockholm, so it's kind of close, yeah, an hour's drive. I work as a music teacher as well. I toured the world with you and well, Canada anyway, with you and Sweden. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like 45 years old. Yeah, kids. Sorry.
Okay,
about that.
So let's travel through this like kind of one thing at a time here. So I am actually going to be doing an interview with the guy you work with at Musik Event. So we'll just kind of lightly touch on that. But Musik Event is, from what I understand, a production company. So you guys have like all the equipment for like to put on shows, like sound and lights. And then you also work with venues. And I guess you're shooting television shows now. Talk to me a little bit about that. Because I don't want to take too much away from Nicholas to talk about, but you're a booking guy there, right? So you do the booking of that?
Yeah, I book artists, two venues and two parties, to weddings, to pubs, to anything that needs entertainment. So we work with musicians and bands and magicians and everyone that entertain.
And you had a television show as well. Like for a year, you were doing a television show where you were taking artists from Sweden, or was it just Västerås? Like, tell me about the TV show.
Yeah, there were local bands or artists from Västerås. Except the first one, we missed that. She wasn't from Västerås, but who cares? We did. They played live music, and I did some strange questioning to the bands and to the artists. Yeah.
So that's interesting as well. So that's kind of what, you know, like with the company I work with in India, it's called Wonderwall Media, and that's one of the claims to fame as well. Like they started by having a television show, they didn't keep it so local, right? Like they took artists from all over India and they were showing them on the show, and it started gaining such a momentum. That's how they actually started their festival company. I have an interview with that podcast will actually probably be released before this one. So having the television show is really interesting, but you're not doing that anymore. Why is that?
Västerås is kind of too small right now, or at that point. So it didn't quite have the audience.
What about making it more national? Like, I mean, you're based out of Västerås, but could you do something national and have international acts coming to see you?
Yeah, that would work. But the show was as local. It was a local company that shot it.
Okay.
So that's why. So there were only locals involved. Yeah.
Okay. So
that's why.
So the thing is, like, you're playing a musician and you've done recordings, and I mean you've toured a bit inside of Sweden, inside of Europe. You've been to Canada twice now.
U.S.
You've been to the U.S. as well.
Yeah, South America.
LA, Nashville, North. Yeah, okay. So you have some experience, you know, being on stage, also the traveling aspect as well. now also you're a school teacher. So let's, so you're a school, how old are the kids that you're teaching and what are you doing? Are you teaching them how to play instruments or what are you doing there?
Yeah, I'm a music teacher. So I, or an entertainer, I don't know. they need to be entertained to be interested. Yeah, but the plan, we have things we have to do so we can grade them.
Okay.
So they can go to.
So are they like reading music or are they trying to play music instruments? Like what are you doing exactly?
We're teaching chords and tempos and beats and.
Is it like a popular music course? Because I mean, most of the say music schools, say like in North America, they'll or in Canada, I'll talk about precisely, they'll be like, you know, either through jazz or classical music. That's what the institutions are. You're in a school setting. Is it jazz or classical, or is it more? Is it like whatever? Is it pop? What is it?
It's everything. Okay. I guess we don't read music that much. Some students do, but that's because they do it out of school. But we don't teach that.
Teaching them formally, right? Like, are you making sure that they can play together as a group?
Yeah, that's a goal. Yeah, to play together.
Well, I think that's super important. I mean, it creates community. It also gives the love of music. I think it's really cool. I don't think many programs like that exist actually in Canada, which is kind of sad. But I mean, that sounds really nice. It sounds. I work with a company in China called MIDI Festival, and they have 100,000 students in their school and. I mean, they're teaching them, it's not jazz, it's not classical, it's actually based on rock music, you know? So it's nice to hear that institutions are recognizing more popular forms of music instead of just like making people focus on jazz music or classical music, which a lot of people don't even like to listen to, you know? I mean, a lot of people do, yes, but a lot of people don't, you know? I mean, that's the truth, right?
Yeah.
Or say it's their second or third pick, you know, before they listen to, you know, something popular. All right, so we got you as a musician and we got you as a music teacher and we got you as a television host, a music television host, and we got you as a booking agent. And there was something to do with you working with the city as a music director. Is that correct? Like,
yeah, that's the thing with Live at Heart Västerås now, I guess, because I'm trying to get Västerås to be the music city it's supposed to be. that's my plan.
Well, let's talk about Västerås for a bit. So I just wanted to cover you first. So covering you, that we know there's these different elements to you, right? Like we know that. You have been a professional touring musician. You are still, actually, you still are recording and releasing music as well, too, right?
Yeah.
And your band is called Haywire Band, all one.
Yeah.
Like, as Swedish people notoriously like to do.
Yeah.
As Swedish people love to do, they put many words as one word. So it does.
Yeah, it works. That's how we do.
Yeah, that's what we do in Swedish, right?
Yeah,
in Swedish, that's how we work.
We hate särskrivning. Google särskrivning, then you will have some fun as a Swede.
Mm.
Not as a Canadian. That's still
because in English it doesn't make a lot of sense, but I guess that's a Swedish language trait. So
yeah,
it, you know, we can just say, hey, it's maybe that's like written, maybe that is Swenglish, maybe. Okay, so let's just get through this really quickly. So you're an artist, booking agent, music teacher, and a music director, and was a television host. So Västerås the city. Let's talk about first this. You're starting a Live at Heart there. So there's a Live at Heart in a city called Kalmar, which started this year. There's a Live at Heart's been running in Orebro since 2009. I've been conducting Live at Heart in Newfoundland since 2018 on the Burren Peninsula. Now, you had Live at Heart, what they called Live at Heart on the road. That was like a year ago, right? Was that last year, 2000? Or that was 2018?
On tour, yeah. 2 years ago, yeah.
So that was just kind of like a bad idea, I think. I think that was a bad idea. And I think it was, because it didn't really give Vastros the full potential of what, I mean, Vastros isn't exactly a small city. I think it's actually bigger than Örebro, isn't it?
Kind of the same. I think Örebro is, they just passed us on the list as fifth biggest city in Sweden.
Okay, so that's interesting. You guys already have some really big events in Vastros. Like you guys have, so for everyone, you know, anyone listening, I have been to Vastros a couple times already. Talk about the events that already happened in Vastros. Let's talk about that briefly.
Yeah, we have the City Festival, if you mean City Festival. That's
and that takes in almost half of, like, quarter of a million people over a weekend kind of thing.
Yeah, it's Thursday to Saturday, it's like 400,000 people or less. Yeah. Okay. So it's 3 days with everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else we have on there?
Well, we don't have that much. That's why I'm.
Well, you have the car. We have the car festival too.
Yeah. Sorry. I don't have a driving license. That's why I don't remember that. Yeah.
But that's huge. That's
that's the biggest car show in the world, actually. Sorry.
Whoops! I forgot that one.
Yeah. I don't have a driving license. That's why. But Jay Leno is kind of he's here. Not every year, but now and then.
There's a name from the '90s. Okay.
Sorry. So
Let's talk about Live at Heart Vastros now. I mean, we can. We'll dive more into what's in Vastros and stuff in a bit. What's the ambition? What's the ambition for Live at Heart Vastros? Like what? What do you want to? What's it going to create? So you're working with an organization in the city itself called. What's the organization you're working with in Vastros?
Visit Västerås.
Visit Västerås. So it sounds like a tourism initiative.
Yeah.
So they want people coming to Vastros.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the ambition? What are you doing? What are you wanting to accomplish running this Live at Heart Vastros?
For the music side or the music bit, the just to make Västerås a bigger music city, of course, because there's a lot of musicians and there's a lot of music here, but we don't actually have a venue to play. So after being in Örebro a couple of times, played and just being there, you can have a venue anywhere. That's my goal, so the city of Västerås, like pubs or the restaurants and the people don't need to go to a certain venue. There can be music everywhere. Okay. That's my goal.
So you want to populate the streets and the places with bands from all over the world.
Yeah. Because okay. after being in Nashville, that was a eye opener. You can have a band in every window, and people are just liking it or doesn't like it. And they can come in and have something to drink or something to eat and listen to some great music anywhere. That should be amazing if we can have anything quite close to that in Västerås.
Okay, and so that's like, you know, and obviously like people will see. I mean, Västerås is a beautiful city. It's also a historical city. We can talk about it more in the future, but So you want people coming in the Vassaros, playing all over the city, you know, for this event. So it's not going to be like people join, you know, and this is the difference between a showcase conference and a festival. So it's spread out through the city. So you want to create all these these little venues for people to be playing, you know, acoustic music and rock music and whatever kind of music all over the city at once.
Yeah. What fits the place? Yeah.
Okay. And so the ambition is to, for people to hear about, you know, to learn about Västerås from all over the world. Correct. That's kind of.
Yeah. That's why Visit Västerås is onto this. So, yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about more about some of the interesting things that are in Västerås.
Yeah.
So I can help with this a little bit because I think I've been to Västerås 3 times now. So when I was there, I know the first castle in Sweden.
Yeah.
The first castle ever made in Sweden is in Västerås. There's also the train station and the library is quite interesting.
Is it? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's the library. Yeah, I'm home blind, or is that a Swedish word? Home blind.
So you're, well, not really, but I get it. Yeah, you're so used to the surroundings, you don't see it as special. You're so used to it.
We'll as a school kid, we are supposed to visit the castle, the church, and the library and all this stuff, because it's an old city, so we have a lot of Viking stuff and such.
It is an old city. Let's talk about that. Like, you're talking earlier than around the 1400s. How old was Västerås?
Did we have it 1,000 year celebration like 20 years ago?
Oh my God! I didn't know it was that old. 1,000 years.
It's older than Canada.
It's way older than Canada. Yeah, as a nation, yes.
Yeah.
Like 10 times older. I thought that I know that there's some really striking historical stuff in Västerås. Like, actually, the first king of Sweden. I'll get this right. The first king of Sweden, Gustav the Great, I think his name is, or something like that. Gustav, I can't remember. But his son that was supposed to take over the throne was actually brought to Västerås, and they like slowly killed him there. Right?
Yeah, Gustav Vasa. The Vasa Gustav. He was a king. He's famous for the Vasaloppet. That's a skiing thing that people come to Sweden for, like skiing for 8 hours with 10 million people skiing after them. Skip the sports stuff. Yeah. Yeah, but he had two sons, and one the other one killed the other one, in Hamlet. Yeah.
Is that where the Iron Mask comes from, that movie? Remember where they put the Iron Mask and they put him in the cellar? It's something to do with that, right? Because they slowly poison him over years.
I don't know.
Anyways, I don't know. We won't go too far into that.
He was poisoned by pea soup.
Pea soup, right. That
sounds kind of awful.
People can research that, but he's the son that was actually killed or murdered over that period of time, he's actually buried in that church in Västerås. That's his where his body rests.
Yeah, he was killed in Västerås in the castle, and his body is church of doom. Doom, okay. Church.
Yeah, it's a pretty
dope.
That is quite an interesting church. I was in the church. It's quite, I'll just say it, it's quite frightening, actually.
it's big
and there's different people buried in there, and it's crazy. So these are some interesting things, you know, like you have the world's biggest car festival, you have this Viking history, you have this king history, the first castle, you know, so there's lots of interesting things in Västerås for sure. Now, moving away from this kind of tourism talk and these kind of things, what's your general take on the music industry coming up in 2022? Let's get focused back on music. So you're a you're a musician, you're a booking agent, you're kind of wrapped inside of, and I know that you're more wrapped inside regionally, like inside of Sweden, your big focus is working with Swedish artists and being involved in the Swedish music industry. But what's your take on the future? Like 2022, let's leave the pandemic behind. I'm not interested in talking about that. Tell me about the music industry of 2022.
I guess it will be crazy because no one toured for like forever. So everyone wants to be on the road. Everyone wants to play music live. So I guess there will be live music everywhere.
Right.
Yeah.
And do you think, so you think like, yeah, I guess that's the thing. I don't really think this online thing or this, you know, this like hybrid thing, I don't think it's going to last. I think.
No, me neither.
No, I think people are going to go back. Like they really want to get out there and live.
Yeah. Cause we're just stretching the laws now to get live music. So.
Right. What do you think are some of the things that musicians should be thinking about these days? Like if you're, you know, independent musician, like what kind of things are you thinking about strategy wise or, you know, in general, I guess, what should a musician be thinking about these days about what, you know, how to take their career to the next level?
I think that we all, if we want to be famous, we need to work even harder and play live as much as possible and take every opportunity to play live, even if it's outside a toilet, I recorded a band called Three Dead Fingers. They had a show outside the toilet, but it's a
there
show.
You go.
There was a lot of queue, so they had a great crowd.
You can make like a banner for that. Like we might smell like shit, but we don't sound like it.
And you like it.
And you'll like it. Yeah, you'll like our shit.
We don't like your shit, but you will like our shit. Yeah.
What do you want people to get out of? Okay, so you want people to come to Vassaros. You want bands to come to Vassaros. What do you want them to get out of it? Like what you want people to come to experience Vassaros, experience your city. What do you want them to get out of it?
The most important is to meet other people, musicians and business people, of course. That's what the showcase is there for. This year we only do one day, perhaps 2 days, but so it's a small focus on building bridges.
Well, I mean,
this year anyway.
Yeah. Because when are the dates this is happening? When is Lionheart Vassaros happening?
Absolutely, it's the 4th September. It's the same weekend as Örebro.
Oh, you are doing it.
Yeah, the same. Yeah, let me check. The 4th of September.
Okay, so this is kind of like well, what I'm hearing now actually is Sweden might be open to the world at the end of August. Like you might be able to travel internationally to Sweden.
Yeah.
Now, how is that going to work? Do you have to get tested and then like quarantine for 3 days until you get your test back? Like, how are they doing that?
Yeah, we might have a show in Norway with one of my bands, and we need to do this speed test. So we have a 72 hours safety. So if we're not having COVID Then we can go to Norway for 72 hours.
Okay, so you have, when you get to the border, they test you, and then they say go stay in a hotel for 72 hours until, and we'll let you know.
No, we can. No, we can. We'll test ourselves in Sweden and just show them the
test result.
And then we're good for 72 hours. Or
that's driving over the border, though, right? Like if you fly, you could actually catch COVID in the airplane, though, right?
Yeah. So I don't know the plane situation, but we can just have our test with us and tour for a couple of days. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's interesting because I mean, I wonder what's going to happen. I mean, I'm talking to the organizers in Orbro, and obviously the organizers have changed because now I'm involved with Orbro, but the board of directors, let's say. So I don't want to, these aren't the same people that I think, created the On Tour Vassero stupid thing, but they are different. These are people not, these are the different people that I'm, the board of directors, let's say, that I'm talking to. They're kind of happy to go with this hybrid. So they're not, they're saying like, hey, like, let's just get through this year because, we don't actually know. Like they'll say Sweden will be open at the end of August, but what if there's another flare up in the virus or, so it's so, and I mean, I know there's other festivals or conferences in Sweden that are pushing ahead and saying, oh yeah, we're international no matter what. But I think that's kind of stupid too, because it's just not, we're not prepared for that yet. Like people are still sitting in Canada and wondering like, when the hell should I start planning my music career again? Or people are sitting in England and saying the same thing. I mean, I'm consulting with artists and they're like, well, when do we want to go into India? Like, when are we going to China? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, it's just not a good idea to guess, I mean, we spent 2020 guessing the whole time and part of 2021 guessing. So I'm done with that whole guessing game. And I think we need some clear answers before we move that way.
That's why we're doing one day this year and just Swedish acts and Swedish delegates.
I think it's a better idea, man. I do. I think it's a, and the, I mean, let all the other conferences happen. Like, there's a major conference in Asia happening the week after, the first weekend of September during the 11th and 12th and such. And I mean, it's just something to explore. I mean, Live at Heart is dominating Sweden anyways, happening in three different cities now. I don't even see how any other conference or festival can even be relevant, to be honest, because there's such a strong network in Sweden with these now. When we talk about delegates, okay, so you're a musician, you're a person working in the music industry. What kind of delegates are you interested in? Like, what kind of international music professionals do you want to talk to? Do you want musicians to meet?
the one with the right answers.
Yeah. Ding, 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 oh. ding, ding.
people that have the answers to the questions, of course, but I don't think, do we need record deals these days? Do we need
them? No, you're touching on something really interesting. Let's have a conversation about this. Like, I don't think you need a record deal at all anymore. I think record deal, because no one's like, man, like all record deals really were was just money and access, right? So they gave you lots of money, lent you, borrowed you, let's say a business loan, and then they gave you lots, and then they gave you access to opportunity. But now the thing is, you can access the opportunity, but you got to have your own money. So,
and money, you get money if you tour. So you need a booking agent.
Well, development, I think. So these showcases are, being a showcase conference coordinator, is like lots of people will be like, why should I go to these things, and why should I play for free, or why should I, you know, pay to play? And I mean, let's face it, some of the biggest bigger conferences, you do have to pay. You know, there's like $500 fee some of these conferences or more.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. Like South by Southwest is like, or, you know, some of these bigger ones you have to pay. And the thing is, you're paying it because they're saying, we have so many music professionals here. Like, you're paying for the environment, you're paying for the opportunity. And I mean, you know, us guys in Sweden, we're not, you know, we're not doing that. In my, you know, in Newfoundland, we're not doing that. We're saying, hey, come and try it out. I mean, in Newfoundland, we're also paying for people's hotels as well. So if you go to the conference in Newfoundland, like, your hotels are covered, you know, basically you just have to cover your food. But I mean, this is where we have to, musicians have to kind of take it in their own hands as a business, you know, like, could you open up a pizza business if you don't have any money to put into it? You know, like, you have to buy your supplies, you have to pay your rent, you have to do all these things to have a business. Yeah. So if you're going to have a music business, and you think that you can make money off of it, you're going to have to invest in it, or you're going to have to get people to believe in you enough to invest in it. Right. Yeah. So when it comes back to delegates, like, this is an interesting thing. Like, there's all kinds of these people that work in the music industry. So there's, like, you know, festival bookers, right? People that like, there's showcase conference festivals, and that's what we're talking about, but there's also festivals.
Yeah.
You know, where people are running these festivals of where there's no delegates. You're just going into an audience. You're playing, you want to play in front of big crowds. Then there's booking agents. But that's the physical element of this. There's also delegates who are doing like PR campaigns, you know, like they have all this public relation experience. They can do marketing. Then there's guys who like create technology that are involved in like, say, like the app. You know, the websites and the apps. And then there's people who like study the music industry, who have like all of this data about how things work and how many people are watching this or watching that. I mean, there's so many elements. What elements matter the most to you? Like, you're a musician, you're still doing your thing. What elements matter most to you?
That's a good question. I think the touring is the only thing that makes a crowd. Is that the right answer?
Yeah, I mean, that's a fact of reality. So let's talk about that. So playing live creates a crowd.
Yeah. We talked about that a couple times before.
Right.
If you tour, but that's another pod.
But I think the thing is too that I think touring creates a crowd, and I think that the online crowd and the real world crowd are different people, with some being the same. You know.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I think if you have 500,000, 1 million people following you on YouTube or Spotify or whatever, doesn't mean you're going to sell out audiences all over the world. You know, like, you can have more plays on YouTube than Pearl Jam does on their songs. It doesn't mean you're more famous, you know? No. So, I mean, I think that's something that we really have to tune into in reality as well. Like, there are... The marketplace world is a real world where you can make real money. I mean, I was watching a YouTube report today that's saying that there's over 100,000 people that have YouTube channels that make over 10,000 USD a month. You know, over 100,000. So, I mean, like, that's a lot of people making 10,000 USD a month, you know? Well, there is 22 million content creators, though. So, I mean, that's... You know, it's not even, can't even really think about that. It's so nuts. But so the thing is, like, for you, you're really looking at the live aspect. So do you think, delegate wise for Live at Heart Bastards, do you think you're going to be wanting to talk to more people who are booking agents and festival promoters then? Like, is that kind of what your focus is going to be? Or do you want to have a mix? Are you looking, I mean, we can just
talk. I guess musicians want to know about record deals and how to get there. So that's important as well.
Maybe we could be having a discussion about how record deals are not important. Maybe that could be a good discussion.
Yeah, is it important? Yeah. You need a company behind you, of course. If it's a record deal company or a booking company, I don't think it matter because they are connected in some ways. So, but yeah, it looks good to have a record deal, I guess. I don't know. I haven't had a record deal, so I don't.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you're like, well, I don't know. There's all kinds of weird stuff going on. Like I know a band that, you know, they got a record deal, let's say, you know, which means like distribution, I guess. But
yeah.
And it's like fit, you know, like online and on radio and these things. And I just.
Yeah. And a new logo and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, so they're like a satellite company that's attached to Sony Music. So it's not Sony Music. It's a little company that can use Sony Music's like networks, let's say, and or their name. And I don't understand the value. I mean, they, you know, people are paying $10,000 USD to work with companies like this. The companies aren't coming to bands and giving them $10,000 USD. The bands are giving these companies $10,000 USD. So
yeah,
I think that's probably one of the weirdest things that's happening is like, I don't understand the purpose of it because anything a company can do for you, you can do for yourself nowadays. Like, absolutely.
I think it's
just about having the knowledge to be able to do these things, right? Like, you just have to learn. And I think that's part of the super positive things about going to a showcase conference is learning. You know, you just learn about how to run your own business in the music industry. Yeah. So when we come back to Vastrel, so you think by 2022, you guys are going to have a full-on conference with delegates, venues running everywhere. Is that kind of the idea?
Totally. Yeah.
And then also, like, go ahead.
Sure. Shoot. talk to me.
And you're also a booking agent. So it's like you're basically like a music delegate yourself. Like, you can book bands. And
yeah.
Well, what about, how do you do it? What's the process of booking a band? Like, what are you looking at to book a band? Like, what things does a band need to have for you to book them?
Well, in music event doesn't really work with unsigned bands as today. So there's always a question about a name that's been around for ever or just a new star. So that's easy to book. It's harder to book unsigned bands, of course, because no one heard of them. And that's not really my job today, but we have worked with a couple unsigned bands and made small tours for them, but that's not our goal right now. So it's always my goal, but that's not my boss.
Well, no, but I mean,
I have to earn money to my boss. So,
well, and the thing is also not just like working with bigger bands, but you guys could also be developing bands under your company too, right? Like, you could be.
Yeah. That's a plan. Yeah, of course. Because
you're a recording engineer. Does that work inside of that as well? Like, are you like the bands that you record and you're doing work with? Are you looking at developing them as well, or is that something different?
Yeah, I really, really love that part of the thing as well. Because I have, yeah, the band I told you about, Three Dead Fingers, the young guys from Västerås. I think they can be huge because they are such great musicians and songwriters and they are fun. That's really important to me. So I totally want them to go all around the world to tour, and that's a goal for me.
And is that going to be more under you, or will that be under Music Event? Like, how does that work?
That will be under Music Event, of course, because that's where I work. So yeah.
So you're gonna have a development strategy for them. You're gonna kind of build a platform for them to develop. Is that correct?
Yeah. If no one else takes them from me, so I guess they are doing the right things themselves as they should. So they are looking for a record deal, and they are looking for tours, and they looking for collaborations. So they have a plan. So hopefully they will get their fame anytime.
All right. So where we're sitting here now is that where you're going to run Music Event has production inside of Loud at Heart Festivals as well. Then are you guys producing the event?
Yeah, both. Because we're doing the live TV show. We're doing a live TV show at the Elite Hotel with the guests and live music and pre-recorded stuff.
Okay, and people can check that out online when it happens later on this year then.
Yeah. There. And everything will be on the website when that is done.
Okay, all the information. So do you have a website address yet, or how long till your website?
The address is liveatheartvasteras.se.
So live at heart, V A S T E R A S dot S E.
S-S-E, yeah.
Live at heart, Västerås.
West.
.se.
No.
Well, I mean, as. Yeah. So the pronunciation and spelling is a little bit different. Pronounced Västerås, right? Västerås.
Västerås. It's Västerås, yeah. Yes.
But spelled Västerås. Västerås. Yeah.
Västerås, yeah. With only one
as.
With
as.
No as. As. Yeah.
As if it was Västerås. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's as if, yes.
Okay, well, great, man. I mean, we got lots of information. And is there anything you want to kind of summarize at the end of this? Do you want to say anything just to let us know some more information about anything you're doing or anything coming up?
Oh, we're finishing information and connecting restaurants and pubs and people to, so we have a great day or 2 days if we are capable of making 2 days in September. So hopefully it will be kind of huge this year, but next 3 years it will be very, very big.
Okay. Right on, buddy. It's nice to see you. Nice to talk to you. I'll give you a heads up when I'm going to release this. Maybe I won't. I don't know if I remember. I will. Say hi to the guys. Hey. Say hi to the guys in Haywire Band. Say hi to the guys in Rigna Roy. Rigna Roy.
Rigna Roy, yes.
Rigna Roy. Rigna Roy. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, man. Okay, take care. Thanks, Mikhail.
Yep. Bye.
Cheers.